Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Y'all killing me with this shit. Y'all trying to kill me! You killing me, man!
He hates you, they hate us. Men do not like us.
You damn skip me.
Be alone. That's really the only other option. Just be alone.
Okay, look, let's be honest. You hate yourself. And what is there not to hate about you so far? You're already annoying. The stupid bun, the stupid robe, the fact that you're making this video in the first place. What's not to hate?
Look in the mirror, sit with yourself, cry, have an ego death, and then get really hot, get a bunch of hobbies, be extremely successful, and write a fucking book or something.
That's a great idea.
Just be alone. Oh my God. It is so much better than being with someone who hates your ass.
Well, look, speak for yourself. There's plenty of women out there who have boyfriends and husbands who adore them. You're just fucked up. The crying part, they're going to do that anyway. The ego death, that's never going to happen. Women are always going to maintain that ego. Becoming extremely successful, another no. Writing a book, maybe a page or two, but even if she finished it, nobody want to read that shit.
You know who doesn't have to hate you? You. You don't have to hate yourself. You could work on that relationship and it'll be so fulfilling.
Look, women are going to hate themselves no matter what. It's in their nature to hate themselves. It's in their nature to be miserable no matter what path they take in life. If it wasn't in their nature to hate themselves, you wouldn't need to make a TikTok video telling them not to hate themselves. And let's be very clear about this. The man who did you wrong isn't the reason why you hate yourself. You hated yourself before you met him.
Did you tell the folks that, you bitch?
But that's how every woman tries to spin it. Oh, this man or that man made me hate myself. Nope. That was built in the software when you were born.
The journey of it, too, of loving yourself is really fulfilling. Just be alone. He hates you, and they hate us. Stop trying to make it work.
I'm going to say men actually love women. I don't know why anymore, but men love women. Men have been taking dirt naps for women since the beginning of mankind. Men have been building societies for women since the beginning of mankind. This is projection at its finest. Now, there's an argument to be made that women, you know, hate men because no matter what, they usually end up resenting the man that they're with for one reason or another. Usually because she's just getting old and she needs somebody to blame for that, so she's going to blame him. Or maybe women end up hating men because they're jelly, that we're the biological king of things. They want everything we have without becoming what we had to become.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I'm Al Franken, and I'm proud to approve this message.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
I am single, and I'm happily single, and I'm single by choice. And let me tell you why. This dating culture, this dating scene, especially in Australia, it's so bad. Don't know what's wrong with men these days. Like, there is good ones out there and respectful ones out there, but I think it's just the biggest turn off, right? Also, when you're texting a guy and they send you a winky face, the minute you send me a winky face or this face, you know, the one that's like little cheeky, nah, we're done.
It's a give a fuck what you're thinking. Fuck your thoughts.
Look, first and foremost, when women complain about dating, they're really complaining about themselves. Men are trash because you're trash, and that's the pool that you're in. Wholesome women are with wholesome men making wholesome families.
Take that in. Just repeat it to yourself until it makes sense. Okay.
You're a post-war nut job who cut onions on the internet. So, I mean, based on that, I would expect that you have bad dating options.
Duh.
And it doesn't have anything to do with Australia. You would be getting the same results in Japan, America, wherever, Germany. Low quality attracts low quality. And far as a guy sending the wrong emoji and you getting the ick, stop acting like a guy wouldn't be doing you a favor by being in a relationship with you. This is why you dismiss guys for every little thing, because you know once we get past the honeymoon stage or the talking stage and this guy actually has to be around you for long periods of time, he's going to get the fuck out of there. So you ruin it before he can run away when he sees who you really are.
You're right about that.
We are done. That is weird. It's not like it's all of them. It's just weird. Like, just stop.
Did you know that I can see you?
So making this video chopping onions isn't weird. Like, your hair looking like a bird's nest isn't weird? You talking about your pathetic personal life on TikTok isn't weird?
Hell yeah. Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
I have a question, and this is a genuine question. I'm not even asking for a friend. I am the friend. Are people getting asked out on dates in real life? Because it literally just occurred to me. I was in Sainsbury's, and there was a guy next to me, and I thought, oh, like, how cute would it be if he was to ask me out?
I highly doubt that.
And then I honestly realised that I don't think... I literally can't remember the last time I've been asked out. And I actually think in London, I've probably been asked out in real life like twice in the whole time I've been here. And I've been here for like a really long time.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
I also don't have guys slide into my DMs. I've got people that I've never met before that live in different countries spamming me with nice stuff, which, if that is you, thank you, because that is a confidence boost I needed in my day.
All those guys that you really didn't want before, they'll happily take you now, because the guys you want don't want you anymore.
Okay, so guys are hitting you up, but you want guys that you know to hit you up? I'm lost. That was just a contradiction. I don't have guys hitting my DM except the ones that hit me up all the time, you know, spamming me compliments. Did I miss something there?
I'm sorry, what?
But, like, I don't actually have people that maybe I've met, or friend of a friend, or someone that lives in the area being like, hey, random, but would you like to go for a drink?
At your age, you're basically unmatchable. Like, forget about it. No guy's gonna go for you.
Stop trying to make it work.
Maybe because they know you're not all there upstairs. All your friends know you're not right in the head. All your friends' friends know you're not right in the head. They warned everybody. Everybody in your community know you fucked up. That's why no one you actually know will ever ask you out.
You're everything that's wrong with dating in society today. You're everything that's wrong with women. You're the reason why men don't want to get involved with women anymore.
Is this happening to other people, or is it just me that's a failure?
You know that idea about men not competing against other men for women? Men are competing against the woman being on her own, right? You're competing against me.
That's stupid!
Men are competing for valuable women. You're not that. So nobody's competing for you, period. They're not competing against you for you. They're not competing against other men for you. You're not in the equation at all. You're not a trophy. You're not a prize. No man is thinking about you at all, period. Get it through your thick fucking skull.
Oh, rude.
I just experienced that firsthand. A guy who I'd been on a couple dates with, he had a few red flags that I ignored because I was bored and horny.
Don't talk to me, you slut.
God, you're sick.
Wanted to come over, and I had just sat down, ready to watch Netflix by myself with my apples and cheese from Trader Joe's, a salad, my chocolate-covered pretzels, and very content to eat my dinner.
Wow. What? Oh, my God. Word. Woo-hoo! Yes! Wow! Congratulations.
And he says, I'll be over there in 30 minutes. And I was like, I was like, can you maybe come like later? And he started giving me
Well, yeah, because you're his easy lay for the week. He didn't think there would be any pushback, you know, based on your quality. And the fact that you can get any attention from this guy, because I'm sure he looks better than you, the fact that you can get any attention from him is making your ego big. Trust me, lady, this guy hit up 5 other chicks before he hit you up.
Okay, you know what, though? Ain't nothing funny about that.
Maybe they were busy or something, so he had to settle for you. So yes, he was shocked and appalled that you gave him pushback.
And then I said, you know what? I'm good. I'm still kind of like bored and horny. He probably could have come over after, but you know what? You are competing against me. You're competing against my Trader Joe's apples and my peace watching Netflix by myself.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.